us here, Tim Bangle, who's the director of The Fade Rebellion, and two of the actors in that motion picture, Josiah Burkamp and Wilhelm Anderson, are both here in the studio. And welcome to the morning show.
Welcome to all of you.
Thanks for coming. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
That's Tim.
Good morning.
Good morning, Josiah, and good morning, Wilhelm.
Good morning.
Before we go too far, when you said the title of the film, I want to say The Fade, Rebellion. I mean, let's get our punctuation in there,
yes,
Jack.
That's important. Mm-hmm. Yes, punctuation.
It's
counts.
Not a semicolon. It's a
Yes. Ooh. You're showing.
Did I mention a word that people don't know?
Colons.
Semicolon.
Semicolons.
Half a colon.
Yeah.
What do you think, Josiah?
I know about semicolons.
You do? we could have a, let's go over and have a cup of coffee and talk about the most unforgettable semicolon I ever met.
Let's hear it.
Well, with a semicolon, unless it's items in a series, you need a complete sentence on both sides.
Yes. I use it as for items in a series all the time.
Okay, items in a series like this past summer I visited the following cities.
Yeah.
Colon, Minneapolis, comma, Minnesota, semicolon, South Bend, comma, you know, I mean.
Yeah.
Oh, geez, I should be charging people for
this. I know,
this was
your profession for many years. did you have...
It paid well.
Let's drop the semicolon for now. Back to that at the end of the show. We'll do that semicolon usage. We're going to talk about The Fade Colon
Let's
Rebellion
get back
right
and
now.
Focus.
Yes. This movie comes to the Panada, and will this be the actual premiere of the film? Can people have seen it elsewhere?
No, this is the actual premiere. Just like we did for Resistance a year and a half ago. This is the next in the series. April 6th at the Panada, 7 p.m.
Okay. April 6th, that's
a Saturday.
That's a Saturday
perfect.
This time.
Mm-hmm. Was it not a Saturday last time?
It was a Friday last time.
Oh, that's not bad. Okay. Yeah. A weekend date. You want that, I think.
Yeah, last time we had the red carpet premiere start at 6, and that kind of left some people rushing to the premiere or even to the film after work. And and this time we've got kids out of the city who are coming into town, so figured do it on a Saturday this time. That way we're not rushing anybody.
Yeah. Will there be sort of a red carpet? Is something going on before?
Yep, we have another red carpet event planned that starts out 6 p.m. Kids are going to get dropped off in front of the Panada. There'll be pictures, and the crowd will be out there, and then the film will start roughly around 7.
Tell us about the film, I guess. What's the story?
Well, we continue the journey with Sam, like we saw in Resistance. But she's thrust in a situation that she didn't expect. She meets her mom, or finds out who her mom is. She thought her mom was dead. And then things just progress from there. We've got kids all over the place. The biggest difference between this film and the last one is the size of the kids cast. We tripled it. I mean, I think we've got like 25 kids in the cast this time, where we only had six last time.
Yeah.
So we've got quite the group of kids in this cast.
Cool. How many speaking roles is that?
Every role I wrote.
Oh, really?
Everybody to have at least one or two lines.
Yeah. How was what's the casting process like? These are kids you know, and you're throwing them in there, or were there auditions?
It was pretty much anybody that was interested in joining the cast, we wrote a role for them.
That's cool.
Yeah.
So anything more you want to say about the actual story of the film, or leave the rest as a surprise?
We'll just leave the rest as a surprise. I mean, there's a lot we could talk about, but
we'll
leave that there. Come see it.
Yeah.
Josiah Wilhelms, were you in the first one?
I was in the first one.
That's Josiah.
I was in the first one, too.
So what did you learn from the first one that you found in terms of the second one? Was it easier? Were you able to follow directions? Did you have a better feel?
Well, the second one to me was a lot easier in terms of being familiar.
Mm-hmm.
The first time I did it, nothing was really quite easy, I would say. I mean, there was a lot of memorization. There was a lot of be there, do this. You should be just there and ready to go.
Mm-hmm. And how long did it shoot, your roles?
I guess that's a question for me. We started March 11th, 2023, okay. And we didn't actually finish filming until December 31st of 2023.
Okay.
We took long breaks in between, but we didn't finish filming principal photography until the end of the year.
December. Yeah. Well, how about you? What did you learn from the first to the second?
Well, the second time it was a lot easier, you know? I feel like the first time through I had more troubles, right? Like, that I wasn't noticing as much, like looking at the camera, and then on the second part, I still struggled with it, but I definitely did it a bit less.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, your characters, do they get along in the film? Tell me about your character in the film, Wilhelms.
I'm kind of, I see myself as a sort of comedic relief, kind of.
Okay.
Right?
How is he related to
him? I'm his, I'm Josiah's character. He's my brother.
Ah.
In the film.
Older or younger? Ooh, that's important, isn't it?
Older.
Unknown?
Unknown.
Right.
It doesn't come into play. And how about for you, Josiah, in terms of your character, your brothers in the movie, and is there a difference between two of you? Like, do you get into fights or...
You know, there are multiple instances of disagreements between our two characters. While we are brothers, we don't always get along, or not in the way that everybody else would like us to. There are a lot of disagreements, that I would say.
Okay. Now, is there a scene in the film when all 25 people are in the film at the one time on the set?
Yes, there is.
Well, tell me what that's like, because I just think when you get more than three people together, it's like herding cats.
Mm-hmm.
And what's it like with 25 young people?
You know, there are a lot of moving parts. Tim really had to work to keep all of us in the same place at the same time while getting us to act in the movie.
Okay.
Yeah, that was the biggest challenge for me was not so much coordinating getting everybody there, but because you've got so many teenagers. I mean, the cast age ranged from like 8 to 18. And there are so many, and then you've got adults on set that aren't necessarily as patient as I want them to be around all the kids, right? And the scenes in which all of those characters were together, we didn't necessarily film it in linear order. Like, in my mind, I knew what shots we needed to get done, and we tried to do them in order of character in the frame, right? So we would jump around a lot, and that kind of confused the kids, I think. I know some of them were confused, like, I have no idea what happened that day. We were just filming a lot and sitting around a lot, but it was a lot of fun. I went home and I was exhausted those days. Because everybody's asking me questions, everybody. But it was a lot of fun. I wouldn't trade it.
Well, there were not a lot, but there were some other difficulties with that scene specifically, actually, because there were other people there, and one instance specifically, somebody brought a dirt bike and was revving the engine a lot while we were trying to do stuff.
What's sort of interesting is that I don't know about you, Jack, but back in the day when I was first being introduced to films, I thought films were made, you start with the first scene, and you go all the way through, and you go to the last scene.
Mm-hmm.
and not realizing that films are assembled where you might be shooting a scene and that the next day you're shooting a scene that occurred before. And it's that sort of, is that what you're talking about, Josiah, plugging into that, not getting the big picture, but just getting today's picture?
Yes. No, it was, it could be very confusing at times where Tim would say, okay, we're shooting this scene and I'm trying to figure out what went wrong. Did I miss the last scene? Was I not there?
What was I doing in that last scene that got me to this scene? Interesting. How did you find that, Wilhelms?
I just read the script. I just looked over my lines whenever we did that, and it's like, oh, okay, we're filming this now.
Okay. You had a better sense of where you're at in the plot of the film, like, ooh, we've already discovered that previously, now I'm going here.
Yeah, kind of.
Wilhelm had an advantage over Josiah in that we shot all of Wilhelm's stuff back to back and pretty much in sequence. Josiah, he was all over the map.
How do you like being described that way? All over the map.
I think it's perfectly accurate.
He personally wasn't all over the map, but as far as locations, and that's how I would schedule it, is based on locations. Because we're at people's homes or on people's property, I wanted to lump all of the shoot days on a particular location together rather than have to come back to it all the time. Just get that stuff done, then we move on to a different location and call it a day.
How many locations in this film?
A lot.
Okay.
A lot. There was a large portion of it was actually shot on my property, my farm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There were a couple of other places. A large portion of it was actually in other people's homes and on their properties.
Okay.
Yeah.
Have either of you had acting before a camera experience before?
Not at all.
Not at all.
I have done a few like local short films for people.
Okay.
Right, and not just like in front of the camera. I've also done plays before this.
Okay. But right. They're slightly different though than when you're doing film, isn't it? That, like you said, with film, you had to learn not to look at the camera. Whereas in a play, there's no camera. So there is some sort of staging that's going on.
You guys are, by the way, you're listening to the KRFY Morning Show. We're talking to Tim Bangle, who's the director, and Josiah and Wilhelm, Josiah Burkamp and Wilhelm Anderson, who are actors in the film The Fade Rebellion, coming up world premiere at the Panada Theater here in Sandpoint on April 6th, which is a Saturday. You guys are both pretty young guys and just starting out as actors. Do you guys kind of just, ooh, ouch, somebody banged their elbow, I think, on this beautiful wooden table we sit in front of. You guys find yourselves just making yourselves clay for Tim to work with, or do you have actors' impulses where you're kind of trying to create a character of your own or after your own, you're putting your own thoughts and feelings into it?
Well, I would say the own actor's impulses at times. I mean, Tim's a very good writer, so most of the stuff that he writes and tells me to do, it's very agreeable, and it's actually fits the story perfectly well. I haven't really, you know, used my own lines, but I've definitely put my own inflection into it.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, he does write a very good script, and I am more obligated to follow that.
Just say the lines. That's right. Yeah. How about you, Wilhelm?
So,
you've had some experience on stage before, too.
Yeah. But on this project, I felt like I could put a bit of myself into the character.
Mm-hmm.
I tried doing what I was told and just reading my lines, but I did do a couple things that weren't written in the script.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Tim.
And that's totally fine. Before we started filming this one, I got together with, I think, every single kid and talked to them a little bit about the arc that was within the story for mm-hmm. their individual characters. And it was an open discussion on how they believed that the character was reacting in certain situations.
Oh, cool.
And both of these young gentlemen nailed their characters. I mean, they understood the brief. I've gotten compliments about both of these young men from the first one on how they both performed, and they don't disappoint this time either. They have an emotional journey, these two characters, in this next film, and it's beautiful.
Hmm. This is a sequel to The Fade Resistance, and if folks haven't seen that, are they still should they try to see it before they go to the second one, or do you have a summary of it somewhere? That
it's not necessary. Mm-hmm. But it is on our YouTube page, the Other Dog Films YouTube channel. I just posted it actually 2 days ago for mass viewing. There are suggestions in the new film, or we call back to moments in Resistance within this next film. Mm-hmm. So it wouldn't hurt to watch it, but it's not necessary.
Yeah. Well, that's cool. So you can just watch it for free on YouTube. Anybody.
The first one, yes.
All right. Yeah, right. The first one. That's neat. Do you guys, and then you're able to like track how many people are watching it too.
Yeah, if you're into that kind of thing.
Oh, come on. Yeah, everybody's into that kind of thing these days, right? Don't you? Yeah. It's on theotherdogfilms.com, or The Other Dog Films is the YouTube page. And
yeah
search for The Fade Resistance to catch the first one. And Rebellion is the name of this one. And I'm guessing plans for a third one.
I do have plans for a third one.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, make it a trilogy.
Okay, well, I won't ask about the ending of this one because, you know, it's not out yet.
No.
I don't want to spoil it.
Nope.
Okay.
Will both Josiah and Wilhelm be in the third one? Do they make it to the third one?
I don't know.
Oh. You'll
have to come and find out.
You can't ask things like that, Jim. These are,
I can.
I
might not get an answer. Yeah, right. I mean, that's true.
Yeah.
Should we take a break, a music break, and then come back?
Mm-hmm.
On this date, the 28th of March, are you guys ready? In 1958, who remembers 1958? Raise your hand.
It's a lonely day for you.
It's a lonely day.
Yeah.
On this date, this incredible song was recorded by Eddie Cochran, and it's had a gazillion iterations in it. So here is a song that was released in 1958, later on became a big hit for Blue Cheer. Eddie Cochran and Summertime Blues. It's a short one.
I'm gonna raise a fuss, I'm gonna raise a holler. Just to try to earn a dollar. Every time I call my baby, try to get a date, my boss says,
no dice, son, you gotta work late.
Sometimes I wonder what I'm gonna do, but there ain't no cure for the summertime blues.
Eddie Cochran recorded that song in 1958, and he dies shortly thereafter at the age of 21.
Oh my gosh, I didn't know that story.
Yes, he was touring in England and with Gene Vincent, Bebop Alua, and they were in a car wreck. They were in a taxi, and he was thrown from the vehicle and passed away. So he had a very shooting star career.
Wow. And recorded that at the end of March.
Yes. Yeah. In 1958.
Yeah, and not a...
Do you remember 1958, Jack?
Not a bit of it. Nope.
You missed it.
Yep, I did. I missed that altogether. This is not the time to be recording that song. I picture him in the studio on a hot summer day, obviously. This is March. Okay.
It's a classic song.
Yeah. Okay. We're here in the studio. You're listening to 88.5 KRFY. This is Panhandle Community Radio. I'm Jack Peterson. Jim Healy's here. And we're talking with Tim Bangle, who is the writer-director, Josiah Burkamp, and Wilhelm Anderson, who are actors in the film The Fade Rebellion, which is having its world premiere at the Panada Theater on April 6th. We didn't really talk about ticket availability. Where do people, if people are interested in seeing this movie, especially going to the premiere on the 6th, how do we do that?
You can go to the Facebook page for The Fade Rebellion, and there's a link on the main page that takes you to Eventbrite, which is where we're selling tickets.
Okay.
But you could also get tickets at the door.
And you can also get tickets by going to panada.org, the website that directs you to those places that Tim mentioned.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
The movie is, what do you call the genre of the film?
Well, it's a sci-fi genre, but the story is driven by drama.
Yeah.
And it's a sci-fi drama.
But it is not without some action.
Of course. This is our first stab at action sequences. So it was a lot of fun. We'll let the kids talk about the action stuff.
I want to hear from Josiah and Wilhelm.
Parts of it.
Yeah.
You know, besides we talked about the lines that you have, what sort of action do you have? Do you run? Do you jump? Do you fisticuff?
You know, in mine, I do a lot of running. Well, it doesn't look like a lot of running in the in the actual cut, but, you know, the action scene took a long time to film just because we started it in snow. And then we had to wait again for snow, which was months and weeks. So, you know, I had to start sprinting and then stop and then go back and sprint and then stop. It was like
not a one-shot take, huh?
No, it was not. You know, but it was a lot of fun. They just do tend to take just a little bit longer than the regular ones.
Mm-hmm. How about you, Will Helms?
I didn't have as much action as other people did, but it's just it's kind of interesting, 'cause it'll be like you're starting from the beginning and then you get to a point and you switch camera angles, or you can just start filming from a different point instead of just the start of the scene, kind of.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned camera angle. You know, let's say, for example, if you're running, there might be a shot of you from the behind you, and then there's a shot of you in front or for the side, unless you have multiple cameras all going at the same time.
You know, that's what I thought it was at first. I didn't know that not every movie just didn't have multiple cameras set up. So it was kind of a shock to me when we did a scene and then had to stop and then get it perfect again and then move the camera and then do that. It was a lot of fun, though. Just didn't know that.
That's the key word, fun. I mean, did you guys have fun doing
it was a lot of fun.
Okay. Yeah, it was very fun.
Is this whetting your appetite for part 3 and then beyond?
Perhaps.
Oh, that's right. That's right. That's right. We don't know if your character survives or not. So tell me about, you know, you're going over again and again and again, the same movement, the same thing. What is it from your perspective? And then Tim said, let's do that one more time, Josiah. I mean,
you know, the first time you do a scene, there's it's kind of rare for me personally to get it right the first time. So as the takes go on, it gets a lot more fluid. It gets a lot more natural and easier. I mean, I can think of multiple instances where it was very, very rocky at the start of the scene, and then by the end, it was near perfect.
Cool, cool. I've got a question for Tim. You shot the film. What percentage of the shot film did you not use as opposed to use?
That's an interesting question. This is the first film where I've actually had to cut things to make it shorter. It's the film. Ah. The film is feature length, and it's currently, I think, at 2 hours and 29 minutes.
Okay.
And I cut 3 or 4 entire scenes from the film.
They were probably your best scenes, Wilhelm and Josiah, I bet.
Most of them were the adult cast, actually.
Ah, okay.
Three of the scenes were only adult cast. Okay. None of the kids' stuff got cut. I mean, I'll trim things down to make them flow better. But, all the kids' content was put in the film.
Are you staying with 2 hours and 29 minutes? What's the average length of a film? It's under 2 hours, isn't it?
I think it varies.
Yeah.
Well, we're not talking about Oppenheimer or Killers of the Flower Moon.
Well, this film, we're going to do something unique and actually have an intermission.
Excellent. Oh, cool.
I love an intermission.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's because it's so long, but there's also, we wrote this script in two different parts, and we were going to film them in two different parts, but then we got snowed out at the end of 2022. So instead, we just put them both together. So there's a natural cut in the story where an intermission fits. Okay. So we'll have an intermission.
Okay, excellent. You mentioned, 25 youth. Tell me a little bit about the adults.
Well, we got Keely coming back. We have Holly reprising her role as Siberia. We elaborated on Kate McAllister's role as Mama in this one. We added a new bad woman named Absinthe, who's played by Meredith Field. With Michael Bigley's in it, Andrew Sorg is in it, and Josiah's dad's in it.
Don't forget any names now that you've gone down that road, Tim.
No, there's a good group of adults that contribute to the story as well. Some of them are good, some of them are bad.
What number of adults? You said about 25 youth. How many adults?
There's 32 in the cast total, so I would say there's probably 10, 12, 13 adults.
Okay.
Not all of them are in it very long, but total, yeah.
Excellent, excellent.
Jim.
Hello?
Jim.
Fade the Rebellion. I forgot to turn off my phone.
Uh-huh. This is live radio.
Yes, it is. And that was from Boise, and I think it's spam.
Oh, bummer.
I get calls all the time from spam. One of these days I got to answer them.
Yeah, it's that time of year. That reminds me, I'm going to turn off the radio.
So let's go back to Tim. How many crew members do you have working with you?
Oh, geez. Not,
don't start naming names.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Not all of them were on location every day or every time. We had various, I have 4 different people doing different aspects of makeup. We had, I think, 3 camera operators that I credit. Josiah did, a couple shots in the film as a camera op.
Whoa.
We used several of the kids as crew between boom op and slating and production assistant kind of responsibilities. So there was a good number, I think 15 to 20 different crew at any given time.
So what did you do between December 23rd, 2023, when you stopped filming and now? Did a lot of time editing?
Yeah. I spent, I think, 2 or 3 months just doing audio cleanup and finalizing the edit. And then come January 1, all I worked on was visual effects.
Okay.
And there was a lot.
Yeah. Audio cleanup. We know how painful that can be sometimes.
Yeah.
Yes. The question for the actors, or actually first, Josiah, so you were a camera operator for a little while.
I was.
How did you find that compared to acting? Did you enjoy operating a camera, or was that just a favor you were doing for Tim?
Well, it was more a favor. Well, because there wasn't anybody else around to hold the camera.
Yeah.
I was kind of.
But you found one in your hand. Did you, I mean, did you like that experience?
Was, well, you know, fun? It was fun because I'd never done it before. Well,
yeah.
I mean, I've held a camera, but never trying to film something serious. You
cool.
Know?
How'd you do? I mean, how did the shot come out? Yeah, it made the cut. Okay.
Oh, it made the cut.
Actually, I didn't know that.
Cutting room floor.
No. That's cool. What do you guys like, without spoiling the movie, so maybe not even talking about the story of the movie, but your experience of it, what was your favorite part of making this film, or any particular memories that come to mind?
You know, my favorite part of the film was just kind of... Well, my actual favorite part of the film was the parts where we filmed on my property, because I didn't have to go anywhere. There was one time where Tim's son Lucas, I had accidentally slept in, so I found him in my room, waking me up, and then it took me about like 5 minutes to walk to where we were actually shooting.
Cool.
And if you're shooting in winter, like, ooh, it's too cold out here, I'm going to slip inside and get warm.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we couldn't really do that. See, my house is kind of on a hill, and where we were shooting, like, down in field area portion of my farm. So there wasn't really any slipping into the house to get warm. Actually, it got pretty cold, and we were outside for long periods of time.
Mm.
It was... you know, it was a little bit of a challenge, just trying to keep everybody on task. I mean, for Tim, to keep everybody on task in ignoring the cold and other weather conditions that we may have, because there was cold. There was a lot of rain. In one of the scenes, there was a lot of rain. I think I went through like 2 coats, just trying to keep myself dry for the scene. So,
nobody came running down the hill with like a.
Hot chocolate,
yeah, exactly.
Hot chocolate, here or
is some fresh banana bread.
Oh, unfortunately not. No.
What? Well, you know, I mean, I've heard that on all the sets. You
craft
know, that,
services, right?
You have catering services, like cup of cocoa, please.
Let me interject here. Everywhere we went, when we had long filming days, I would feed everybody.
Okay.
The location that Josiah's talking about, there wasn't a place to stage any of that close by. I mean, we did have snacks and stuff up at the shop, but and the stuff most of the stuff we filmed on your property was like late April, early May, so it wasn't as cold as it was in the March and early April stuff, which is where we did all the fight scenes.
Right.
That was cold. I mean, Josiah went flying. He had a pretty big stunt that he rolled down a hill.
Oh yeah, I kind of forgot about that actually.
Yeah,
there was one scene where he's like, all right, I'm gonna put this landing pad here. All you have to do is jump. And it's over this, it doesn't look like it on camera, but it's over this huge downhill slope into a creek.
Ooh.
Filled with very, very cold water. Ouch. So I'm like, oh, okay, I'm gonna launch myself off of this. And first couple of times I land on the pad. And then for this really big one, he's like, all right, you gotta do this one really well. I go over the pad and down the hill. And just keep rolling until I eventually come to a stop. But there are a couple of scrapes and stuff, you know, nothing too big. But it was cold.
But what did you learn from this?
That ice can really hurt.
Ah, okay, okay.
But other than that, you know, there's a lot of work that needs to go into a film. There's a lot of commitment and, like I said before, memorization. You know, there's a lot of moving parts, and each person needs to do their job well in order for the movie to do well. And I think that we did a great job at that.
Excellent, excellent. We're here talking with Tim Bangle, the director of The Fade, Rebellion. Mm-hmm. This is a sequel, the middle of the trilogy from The Fade, Resistance. Tim, part three, is it going to be The Fade, with another R word?
It is.
Okay. That premiered in September of 2022.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is the sequel. And then do you have any imagining, Tim, when the third one will be Done?
Sometime next year. Okay. I'll spend the summer writing it. And then I go into production for another play here in town. So we won't get around to shooting anything until early next year.
Okay. Okay. And this is going to premiere at the Panada Theater on Saturday, April 6th. Red carpet at 6, and the film begins approximately around 7 o'clock. Mm-hmm. So mark your calendar. Josiah Wilhelm, when you're not in front of the camera, what are you guys doing?
I'm either asleep or eating.
Okay, that's
it's good hobbies.
Challenging.
Uh-huh.
Wilhelm? Sleep and eating too?
Sure.
Well, I mean, like, besides sleeping and eating, you know, there were a lot of friends that we met on set, you know, because there's a lot of kids on there for mm-hmm, the film. Mm-hmm. So, you know, when in between scenes, whoever's not shooting, we'd usually just sit around the couch and, like, talk and stuff, you know, eat and talk. It was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun for all of it.
Let me ask you guys, are you practicing penmanship, you know, when people come up and ask for autographs? I mean, you know, can we see like J-O-S or do we just see a J and a slash? I mean, have you worked on your autographs?
You know what? Not specifically for my autograph, but like when I'm buying something, you know, you have to put your signature.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm just asking because when I grew up, you know, everybody had an autograph book and you tried to get stars.
Really?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah, movie stars.
Uh-huh.
It's a different world now.
I've never heard of that. Yeah.
Autograph books?
I've never heard of those.
Welcome to 1958. Yes, autograph books. And, you know, people would carry them around and get autographs of stars. I did not live in a large star city.
No.
But it was part of the fun of it all. But how exciting. Part 3 coming up. I can't ask. I want to ask, you know, does your character change and do you grow up or?
Yes and yes.
Oh, yes. So they're going to be alive.
Ah. Well, maybe. Oh, I don't know. Ooh.
Perhaps.
Is this a zombie? Ooh.
So, I mean, this film, we learned, if we can do we have time to transition into something like the differences between the two films?
Yeah.
I'd like to ask you what you learned.
Yeah.
From the first film going into the second one.
I mean, the first film, I think, ended at like 36 minutes in length. So that was the longest one. This one is much longer, a lot more people, a lot more moving parts. We learned a lot just by watching the first one. When we premiered it on YouTube on Tuesday, I was there watching it. And it brings back a lot of good memories, but there are a lot of moments like, oh, I do that differently. Mm-hmm. This is this moment here is why we did this in Rebellion differently. You know, there's definitely things that we all, I think even as the cast watched it, they looked or they were able to see how they acted and kind of respond differently to lines being spoken to them or about them. And then the visual effects, I did a different software system this time and the effects are a lot better and more refined this time as well. More of them, a lot more of them, but the overall look of the film and the sound of the film is much better. It's going to film festivals this time. That's how much better it is.
Oh, excellent. I guess what I was sort of interested in is that I used to work with poets, and when a poet would have a poem printed, you know, that becomes the way that poem is, like with your first film. Mm. At that point in time, but if you revisit it,
yeah,
you know, and some writers would say, oh, I would have written that line differently. I would have used a different word here. I'm sure that you're seeing things, and maybe that's not a good thing to go back and revisit, you know, like, ooh, I should have not done that, or...
It's hard at times, definitely, but you have to approach it from the perspective of learning.
Oh, absolutely.
And There are moments within Resistance that I'm very proud of.
Exactly.
And I had totally forgotten that was in there, and that was actually a really good moment. So there's a lot to learn.
Okay, so we're going to wind down now. The hour is winding down. Josiah, Wilhelm, anything you want to say before we see you on the big screen?
You know, between the first part and the second part, I do look a lot different.
I think younger.
Yes, I think I was like 13 when this project started, and in between then, I've gotten a lot taller. My face has changed just a little bit. My voice has just gotten a little bit deeper, you know. So, don't be surprised.
Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. I won't be here on the 6th. I'll be in Billings, Montana. I won't be here.
Time to get your taxes done?
Got time to get my taxes done. How about you, Wilhelm?
I got taller. My face changed. My voice changed a lot.
Okay. Okay. So this could be like a little scrapbook of previous use, pre-use.
You know, it could.
You know, like, ooh, that's when I was 13. This is now when I'm 16. 16?
Almost 16.
Almost 16, and then part three is when you're 48. Perfect. You know,
I'm kind of dreading the ridicule from my friends, because my friends are gonna, obviously, since they heard about it, go to the movie, and they're gonna go, "Oh, you were such a baby," and other things like that. They told me they're already planning on it.
Tell makeup. Really, I'm not like that. That's just makeup made me look that younger. Tim, anything in final? Again, Panada Theater, April the 6th, a Saturday, a week from this Saturday. The Fade, colon, Rebellion. Ooh, I'm going to be trying to think of the R word for number three. At 7 o'clock is when the event starts, but at 6 o'clock is the red carpet treatment. And one can once more get tickets at?
At panada.org, there's a link on their events page, or you can go to our Facebook page, The Fade Rebellion, and there's a link to Eventbrite from there. Come see it. I mean, this cast put their heart and soul into this project, and it's a lot of fun. It's a really good show. Come support local film.
And the tremendous support of the community, all the people who came together, the actors, and everybody chipping in, and it's a great local effort.
Absolutely.
Totally. Thank you guys so much. What we say, break a leg when you're going on the stage. What do we say, you know, clip a reel or cut a scene? Or what do we say to you to wish you good luck?
Good luck.
Good luck. Okay.
I'd prefer you not say break a leg, because I just broke my leg.
Really?
Yeah. Where? Well, I mean, not just. I mean, I'm just getting off crutches from a broken leg.
Oh, in the movie, too?
No.
Oh, okay. In real life.
No children were harmed during the production of this film.
Yeah, that you know of.
That we know of. That they're telling you. We're going to take a music break, and then we'll come back, do some upcoming events. On this date, March 28th in 1967. Who all remembers that? Boy, I'm hitting 100%. I remember 1958. I remember Van Morrison recorded probably his signature song that... never wears thin, and it's called Brown Eyed Girl.
Hey, where did we go? Days when the rains came.